Chapter 4. The Ghost Resort. The first time Carlos came back from being killed in action, everything around him seemed quite real. He shuddered awake on the bus from the spaceport. It was as if he'd dozed rather than slept and had had a brief, vivid nightmare. The memory of many seconds of drowning in a dark liquid, colder than ice, blacker than ink, thinner than water, slid down the back of his mind and faded to a shiver. He gripped his knees to stop the shaking and flinched at the chill touch of his shirt's sides, drying in the dry heat. His mind caught up with his thoughts, and it was as if he were drenched again, this time in cold water. He shook his head and gasped. The bus from the spaceport. How had he known that? He had no memory of actually being at the spaceport, but he had a mental image of the place, as if it were something he'd often seen in photographs. An improbably advanced spaceport, where stubby-winged shuttles dropped in every hour on the hour, and every other hour after a swift turnaround, screamed off, reconfigured as the nose cones of gigantic spaceplanes that thundered for kilometres down a strip of shining white and soared to beyond the sky. There was no such spaceport on Earth. If he'd ever seen its like, it had to have been in a movie he'd watched as a boy, or on a glossy page of aerospace industry guff. Carlos looked warily around. The light was odd, as if every pixel in the colours were being selected from a subtly wrong part of the palette. Bright outside, on a narrow dusty road, whose verges merged with rough gravel to the foot of close raw rock faces with trees and scrub at the tops. If this was the bus from the spaceport, and he couldn't shake the inexplicable conviction that it was, he wouldn't have expected it to be an overcrowded minibus like a Turkish dolmuş. The woman in the seat beside him wore a long, loose black dress and a bright headscarf. She sat with a Hessian bag across her knees and paid him no attention whatever. She was reading from a rounded rectangle of glass propped on top of the bag. Carlos sneaked a peek. It was in a script he'd never seen before, stark and angular and logical-looking like Korean or the serial identification of a starship from a more advanced but still human civilization.